أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. Now, within issue number 236, there is no harm in using vessels. No harm, it's no problem. It's okay. There is no mushkil. So, there is no harm in using vessels which are gold-plated or silver-plated. As we explained that yesterday, it doesn't matter. And issue 237. Now, with issue number 236, that means this vessel, it doesn't made of gold or what or silver. It is only what? It is only gold plated or silver plated. That's it. But it is originally made of completely different from gold or silver. Within issue 237, there is no harm in using. Yes. Yes, exactly. It is not considered as gold. It is considered as iron or something like that, but it is plated with gold or plated with silver, so it doesn't matter. Within issue number 237, there is no harm in using a utensil which is made of alloy. So there is no harm in using a utensil which is made of alloy mixed with gold and silver. So if this utensil made of something like iron or aluminium, and this iron or aluminium is mixed with what? Is mixed with gold or with silver. Okay, so it is no problem. It's okay. It's okay, no problem. But here, if the proportion of alloy is such that the utensil cannot be said to be made of gold or silver. The most important thing is that this utensil, we cannot say this is a gold utensil or a silver utensil, but we can say it is alloy made of, for example, aluminium and gold. And the most or the big amount, it is from aluminium. No, so in this case, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There is no problem. There is no problem. Now, within issue 238, if a person transfers food, a person transfers food from the utensil made of gold, okay? We have what? We have a pot or a utensil. And this utensil made of gold or silver, and we transfer the food from this utensil into another utensil. We transfer food from this utensil to another utensil. So he can eat in or from it. He can eat in or from it, provided that, under one condition, provided that the later utensil is not considered as part of the package. We consider that this or the later utensil, it is not what? It is not as one of the package. It means that we transfer the food from a gold utensil or utensil made of gold or made of what? Of silver. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And there is no problem if you eat from it. But provided that the later utensil, yes, the later utensil is not considered as part of the package. As part of the package. It means that it is, yes. Eh? It is not gold? Okay, doesn't matter. The most important thing, this utensil is not made of what? Gold or silver. This is very important. This is very important. But if the food was in utensil which is made of gold or silver, and you transfer the food to another pot, to another utensil, that's okay. That's okay. Is that okay? Okay. Now, within issue 239, there is no harm using the tip of the pipe used in hugge or the scalped or part of a sword. Now, again with issue number 239, page 60, there is no harm. Yahya, we were talking about using the utensil which made of silver or gold. It is haram to use a utensil made of silver or gold and to use it for drinking or food. So we cannot use this utensil. But if this utensil made of alloy, which made of mixed with gold and silver, and the portion of alloy is such that the utensil cannot be said to be made of gold or silver, it doesn't matter. Okay, Yahya? Now we came to issue number 239. There is no harm using the tip of the pipe, okay, used in hugge or the scabbard of a sword or knife, or the frame of the Holy Quran made of gold or silver. However, the recommended precaution, so here he said it is no harm. Yes, hugge, it's a kind of utensil that we kept a knife, or we kept a digger in it. Okay, so you got this? You get this? Or it is just like a place where we kept the sword, late house, exactly, that's it. So here, or the frame of the Holy Quran made of gold or silver. However, the recommended precaution here, first of all, say Sistani said, it is no problem. It's okay if you use what? If you use these made of silver or made of what? Or gold. It doesn't matter. But now he said, the recommended precaution, الاحتياط الاستحبابي, is that the receptacles of perfume or sorma or opium made of gold or silver should not be used. So in these cases, or in these these things as a recommended precaution, we should leave using what the receptacles of perfume or soma or opium made of gold or silver should not be used. Now, within issue 240, there is no harm in eating or drinking from gold and silver utensils, okay, if one is helpless and has no alternative, but he should not eat or drink to his full. So, in Turkish is walls? No, I don't think it is wall, you know. And by the way, I checked the word pack, where we use it as tahir, and it is also, I found it on Sayyid Sistani web, they use it as pure, but they wrote it pack with capital P, not with a small p, okay? I think they have used it special use, okay. All right. Now, within issue number 240, said there is no harm. Both of them are Turkish? Good. You know, Mr. Ali,
sometimes we need to take words from another languages if we don't have the synonym for this meaning in English language. So it is something normal. It is something normal. By getting used of this word, we know the meaning. We know the specific meaning. As I told you before, ham, we should take it from Arabic. Yes, I do agree with you, but I don't know what is the opinion of the translator. Okay, why should they use this word? There must be a reason. There must be a reason to use this word. I agree. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Ali. So within issue number 240, there is no harm in eating or drinking for gold and silver utensils. Okay, why it is no harm? Before Sayyidina, before a while, you said it is haram, not legal. He said, no, wait, it is not for you, but for somebody else. Okay, if one is helpless, here there is the problem. If one is helpless and has no alternative, but he should not eat or drink to his full. It means he has to drink and to eat as much as he needs. No more. So it is allowed, but not for everybody. It is a little as he can. Yes, exactly. It is, for example, for the handicapped. Okay. Within issue number 241, there is no harm in using a utensil about which it is not known whether it is made of gold or silver or something else. Here we have what? We have a doubt. Is this utensil made of gold, or it is made of iron, or it is made of what? Or it is made of silver? So in this case, it doesn't matter if we drink or eat from it. So it doesn't matter in this case to drink and to eat from this. Okay, now we came to a different topic, a different subject. We reached to the ablution. What is ablution? Actually, ablution in Arabic, it is wudu. Okay, let's talk about ablution. And ablution is not necessary for itself. It is not necessary for itself. It means, should I do wudu for itself? No, it is not necessary to do wudu for itself. But to do wudu for something else, like what? Like salah, prayers. We cannot perform prayers without what? Without. We cannot also do some prayers which are not obligatory without wudu. We cannot touch the words of Holy Quran without wudu. So wudu for itself, it is not obligatory, but it will be obligatory for salah and for other acts that needs to be on tahar. That needs to be, you have to be what? You have to be pure. Within issue 242, in wudu, it is obligatory to wash the face. Okay? To wash the face and hands, and to wipe the front portion of the head and the upper part of 2 feet. So we have to wash what? We have to wash the face, okay, and the two hands, okay, and also to wipe the front portion, the front part of the head, and what? The upper part of 2 feet. Now we'll come and talk how we can make these things. What do we mean by the hand? What do we mean by the ablution face? What is ablution face? Okay, within issue 243, the length of the face, the length of the face should be washed from the upper part of the forehead where hair grow up to the farthest end of the chin. Okay, from the top should be from the upper part of the forehead and where hair grow up to the farthest end of the chin. This is for what? This is for length. Okay, and its breadth should be washed to the part covered between the thumb and the middle finger. Okay, please, this is very important to pay attention to it and to concentrate which part should be washed. Okay, within issue 243, the length of the should be washed from the upper part of the forehead where hair grow up to the farthest end of the chin, and its breadth should be washed to the part covers between the thumb and the middle finger. Okay, now do we have a specific measure to measure where we should wash and where we should leave, don't wash? Definitely we don't have such exact thing to specify, which is we have to wash it and to leave it. So in this case we have to wash more than these things in order to be sure what? In order to be sure that the wanted parts, it's already what? It's already in. If even a small part of this area is left out, wudu will be void. You see, wudu will be void even if a small part, that part means even it is just like a small dot. A small dot. Okay? If this small dot has left without water, without being washed by water, the wudu will be void, and as a result the salah, the prayer, it is also what? It is also invalid. Thus, in order to ensure that the prescribed part has been fully washed, yes, exactly, Mr. Ali, exactly. So, how to be ensured that everything is in and we washed it? Everything is in and we washed it. Thus, in order to ensure that the prescribed part has been fully washed, one should also wash a bit of the adjacent parts. You know, to add another part which is not included originally in the parts that we need to wash it, but you move away far from the parts that you wanted in order to be sure that you have done and that you have washed the parts of your face. Okay, if the hands or the face of a person are larger or smaller than normal. Now you see some of the people, their faces is larger than normal faces, and some of them their faces is smaller, and sometimes their hands their hands maybe it is larger than normal hands, and their faces, sorry, their hands maybe what? Maybe it is smaller than the normal. So what they can do and what they should do in such situation? In such situation, Sayyid Sistani said, he should observe how people normally wash their faces. If you have a large face or large hand, you look for the normal people and wet the part of the face they wash, and you wash it like them, not to wash it like your face or your hand, which is abnormal. And you see, says Stan, what he's saying, he should observe how people normally wash their faces and follow accordingly. Also, if he has hair on part of his forehead or the frontal part of his head is bald, he should wash his forehead as is usually washed by the people. Here, if he has hair on part of his forehead, this person, we call him Al-Agham. In Arabic, we call him Al-Agham. Al-Agham, it means that he has hair on what? On his forehead. على جبينه مملوء بالشعر. هذا اللي نسميه الأغم. يعني معنات كلمة الأغم بالعربي الشخص الذي يكون الشعر على جبينه. على جبينه. هذا ما يسمى بالأغم. Okay. Now, I'm going to repeat issue number 244. If the hands or the face of a person are larger or smaller than normal, he should observe how people normally wash their faces. The normal people, okay, to check with them, and could wash his face like how they wash their faces, and follow accordingly. Also, if he has hair on part of his forehead or the frontal part of his head is bald, he should wash his forehead as is usually washed by the people. I think this is enough for today for Islamic laws, inshallah, and we finish on 245. Tomorrow, inshallah, we finish, we start with Issue 245. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين.